Replacing Sidney Crosby in this year's All-Star game will be Jeff Skinner. The rookie plays for the Carolina Hurricanes and leads all first-year players in scoring, which is noteworthy because at 18 years old, Skinner is the youngest player in the National Hockey League. In fact, when he steps onto the ice this weekend, he will be the youngest player in any major professional sport ever to play in an All-Star game. North Carolina Public Radio's Dave DeWitt has this profile.
Jeff Skinner comes around the corner of the Carolina Hurricanes locker room, eating an orange slice and looking for all the world like he's having a snack at halftime of a youth soccer game. In reality, about an hour ago, he scored a second-period goal that helped beat the NHL's Tampa Bay Lightning in a key Southeastern Conference game. You can still hear the 20,000 or so fans roar their approval, even this deep in the bowels of the RBC Center. Skinner has already thrown off his sweater, skates, and pads. His appearance is striking, but not because he's a hulking professional athlete. He's not. He stands less than 6 feet tall and is generously listed at 193 pounds. Skinner is the youngest player in the NHL. He's 18 and looks about 15, but as everyone around him will tell you, he's not your average teenager.
Rangers take over again. Here's a chance. Skinner's alone. Skinner scores! Jeff Skinner with a beautiful move, and the Canes are up by one.
You would think Skinner has been preparing for these moments all his short life. But his dad, Andrew, says he wasn't a kid who was groomed for pro hockey from the beginning.
He wasn't one of these kids who sort of actively dreamt about being in the NHL. And I think part of it was he was so busy with other sports.
One of those other sports was figure skating. Skinner was good enough to win a bronze medal at the 2004 Skate Canada Junior Nationals. But he decided to focus on hockey shortly after that, and at age 16 had a decision to make, play in Canada's top junior league or go a route that would take him to college. He chose the direction that would take him to the NHL the fastest. So he joined the Kitchener Rangers of the Ontario Hockey League and in 2 years became a junior league legend.
Loses the puck. Skinner! Skinner on a partial break! Skinner! Scores!
The Carolina Hurricanes took Skinner with the 7th pick in the amateur draft. Many predicted he wouldn't make the roster in his first year, but Skinner dominated the Canes' rookie camp, and he earned a seat in the locker room right next to the team's franchise player, Eric Staal.
I was the same when I came in as an 18-year-old. I sat right there. I've just moved over once, so I've been sitting there my whole career beside Rod Brindamore and Ron Francis. So now I'm the old guy, I guess, and I moved over one, and the new guy got to sit beside me. So, no, it's fun. It's fun to have his energy and try and give him little tidbits of information as he goes, but he seems to be doing all right by himself.
It's 8 hours before the Hurricanes play the Toronto Maple Leafs, Jeff Skinner's favorite team as a kid. He's racing around the rink during the morning skate, a mischievous smile on his face most of the time. Skinner and Paul Maurice, his coach, laugh often between drills. A few minutes later, in the locker room, Maurice has nothing but praise for his 18-year-old prodigy.
I mean, he's got most of the time doing everything with a smile on his face. This is a big thrill for him to be in the NHL. He's also got a pretty mean competitive streak in him. He wants to score. He barks at himself when he's not going. He'll protect himself a little bit on the ice. So we're really excited about the whole package, not just the fact that he puts the puck in the net or that he creates some offense for his line mates. This guy seems like the right kind of guy you hang on to for a long time.
The word mature comes up a lot when people describe Skinner. He may look like an adolescent, but when he opens his mouth, he sounds like he's been in this league for a long time.
I think the best thing you can do is just come in as prepared as you can, and that's what I think I did, and keep an open mind. I mean, obviously there's a bunch of great players in here that I can just sort of lean on for experiences that they've been through and learn a lot from them.
And you seem to smile a lot out there. Are you having fun?
Yeah, definitely. I think, anytime you get to wake up in the morning and play hockey as your job, it's a pretty cool experience.
When he first moved to Raleigh to begin the season, Jeff Skinner's parents came with him to help him get settled. But they went back home after a few days, leaving Jeff to navigate his way through 6-foot-4-inch defenseman on the ice and the pitfalls of being a professional athlete off it. For the past few months, his dad Andrew has settled in front of the TV on game nights and from almost 1,000 miles away, watched his teenage son play against grown men, some of whom have been in the league longer than Jeff has been alive.
I don't like to use the word surreal, but it is it's odd to really describe. It's difficult to describe what really goes through your mind as a parent we have a lot of confidence that Jeff's going to, you know, do well and do well by being an honest, hard worker and, you know, continuing to want to improve.
Andrew Skinner will be in Raleigh to watch his son Jeff play in his first All-Star game this weekend. It likely won't be his last. For Only a Game, I'm Dave DeWitt.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Webb Chevrolet in Oak Lawn, Illinois, has staged promotions featuring the Chicago Bears. On Monday, John Stone, who used to sell cars there, wore a Green Bay Packers tie to work. He wanted to honor his late grandmother, who'd been a Packers fan. John Stone's boss, Jerry Roberts, ordered Stone to lose the Packers garb. Roberts would not comply, and he was fired. Very shortly thereafter, Mr. Roberts was hired to sell Chevrolets by a rival dealer, Guy Cesario, who said it's hard to believe anybody could be so stupid as to fire a good salesman for wearing a Packers tie. Mr. Cesario, who grew up on the White Sox side of Chicago, also said, "As a kid, I took a lot of abuse for wearing a Cubs uniform, so I've got some sympathy for him."